They told us he was dead. They showed us a cell, a bedsheet, a broken hyoid bone. But what followed wasn't justice. It was the biggest cover-up since 9/11. But now, stunning revelations out of Israel have blown the lid off the official story. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself because Jeffrey Epstein never died. Insiders say Epstein, always an intelligence asset, wasn't just a predator. He was a weapon, a blackmailer, a handler, a tool of the CIA and Mossad. And when exposure threatened the operation, they didn't kill him. They extracted him. Body swap, staged death. Destination, Israel. Now he's back in business, running blackmail ops for Israeli intelligence on behalf of the globalists. And here's where it gets dark. Top US intelligence officials, once screaming for justice, are suddenly going quiet. Or worse, changing their tune. Straight-faced denials that defy reason, evasive answers, and a sudden synchronized silence. They're not covering up a suicide, they're covering for a ghost. Because if Epstein was working for them, or had dirt on them, what does that really say about who they really serve? If the most powerful people are being watched, what chance do you have? The globalist digital prison isn't on the horizon, it's already here. Still think Israel wouldn't use someone like Epstein to spy on the powerful? Then you don't understand how real intelligence operations work when they're after total control. Just weeks ago, then NSA advisor Mike Waltz was caught using TeleMessage, an Israeli modified clone of the messaging app Signal, during a high-level White House meeting. You laughed when your grandpa clicked on spam links. Meanwhile, a senior NSA official just handed Israeli intelligence a front row seat to the White House secrets. Not only was Waltz texting Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he was doing it on an app that archives messages and stores encrypted chats, making it a surveillance goldmine. Then came the breach. A hacker exploiting TeleMessage exposed data from over 60 US government users, including the Secret Service and FEMA. And here's the kicker. This app isn't even approved for secure federal use. So ask yourself, how did an Israeli surveillance tool find itself in the pockets of America's top officials? Coincidence? Or a coordinated compromise? Given what we now know about Jeffrey Epstein and his fellow federal asset Sean Diddy Combs, surveillance is never just security, it's control. Every inch of their homes was wired. Every square foot of Little St. James was under constant watch. Not just for protection, but for leverage.
Jeffrey Epstein found me almost immediately. He knew exactly where I was, the location. And I knew then that I was being followed. I was being watched 24/7. There were cameras all over the island.
Because when you're running blackmail ops for the alphabet agencies, the cameras aren't optional. They're the point. The globalists aren't hiding their agenda. They've told us exactly what's coming. Their control grid is built on invasive technology. Klaus Schwab spent years predicting a looming cyber pandemic, a manufactured crisis to crash the power grid to justify a system-wide reset.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring...
Search every move you make online in their hands. You think you're safe? Mossad has just been busted spying on White House officials. They can't see it, and neither can some tyrannical government, not even if they came with court orders and threats. Your data is locked in Intel SGX secure enclaves, cryptographic vaults so secure, even the owners of VP.net are shut out. This isn't privacy by some flimsy policy, it's privacy by design, built to break their control. Once you see VP.net, you can't go back. Still using legacy VPNs in 2025? That's like wiring your brain straight into the surveillance matrix. Strike back against the digital overlords by visiting vp.net/TPV. It's privacy by design because the internet's their battlefield and vp.net is your shield. The information war is real and it's raging right now, whether you see it or not. Jeffrey Epstein wasn't just some billionaire pervert. He was a state asset, working for Mossad and the CIA. This is no longer speculation. He met over a dozen times with CIA Director William Burns and Obama's top lawyer, Catherine Ruemmler.
Epstein was meeting with the kind of people you'd think would steer clear of a convicted pedophile. Jeffrey Epstein was meeting with one of Barack Obama's top lawyers, Catherine Ruemmler. She met with Epstein dozens of times. Epstein even tried to set up Obama's lawyer to work for Bill Gates. How is Jeffrey Epstein a fixer between Obama's lawyer and Bill Gates?
He had dirt on presidents, prime ministers, billionaires, and Hollywood elites. And he was using it. That's not blackmail for personal gain. That is an intelligence operation. For those still in doubt, explain why he was meeting regularly with a CIA director.
Epstein was also meeting with Joe Biden's CIA director. He wasn't CIA director at the time. He was Barack Obama's deputy secretary of state. William Burns was working for John Kerry at the State Department and meeting with Jeffrey Epstein, a known pedophile. And then Burns becomes CIA director. Huh. Today's director of the CIA went to Epstein's Manhattan townhouse where Epstein had sex with underage girls and, you know, where he filmed other men having sex with underage girls. And William Burns went there and was then promoted to the director of the CIA. Now, I wonder if the future CIA director saw the portrait of Bill Clinton in a blue dress hanging in Epstein's parlor room.
Epstein was also meeting with high-level Israeli Mossad officials, as his lawyer and alleged client Alan Dershowitz recently let slip.
We were able to preserve a plea deal for Jeffrey Epstein in 2008 when you were his lawyer. Alex Acosta made a pretty stunning claim as to why that plea deal went forward and why he wasn't able to get a heavier prosecution against Jeffrey Epstein, saying, I was told that Epstein belonged to Intel and to leave it alone. And this is what Acosta said before a Senate committee looking to confirm him in the first Trump term.
I heard the claim that the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agents, used him just the way they used Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Maxwell. And, you know, you never know. One thing about intelligence services, they act in secret. So you never know, but it's certainly possible. If so, I didn't know anything about it. In fact, once when I was in Israel writing a book, he called me. He was in France. And he said, you know, I've never been to Israel. I don't know anybody in Israel. Could I come visit you for a day? And he did. He flew his plane and I took him on a walk in the Shuk, in the Arab area. We had lunch with some prominent Israelis, judges, etc. He asked me to put together a lunch. And then about 9 o'clock at night, he got on his plane as he left us. As far as I know, that was the only time he was ever in Israel. But who knows? He could have fooled me, too. He fooled me about a lot of things.
And when that operation got too visible, too messy, they shut it down. But not with a trial, with a body. Or at least what we were told was his body. A body that didn't look anything like him under closer inspection, but did look exactly like Hillary Clinton's brother, Tony Rodham, who died weeks earlier. The US government, led by Attorney General Bill Barr, rushed to label Epstein's death a suicide. A Zionist Jew, as some call him, Barr has a deeply telling family tie. His father, Donald Barr, hired the young Jeffrey Epstein as a math teacher at Dalton School back in the 70s, despite Epstein being totally unqualified for the job with no college degree. Oh, and Donald Barr? He worked for the OSS, the precursor to the CIA. Coincidence? No such thing.
Jeffrey Epstein used to teach math at the Dalton School in New York. The guy who hired Epstein, even though Epstein dropped out of college and was only 21 years old at the time, was Donald Barr, the father of Attorney General William Barr. Epstein would be let go and Donald Barr would resign as headmaster in 1974. In 1973, though, he wrote a book called Space Relations. Get this. Space Relations is a science fiction novel about a planet ruled by oligarchs who perform child sex slavery. Doesn't that sound familiar? Fast forward 46 years into the future, Jeffrey Epstein is taken into custody and Bill Barr is the Attorney General of the Department of Justice. Epstein commits suicide under Barr's watch and Barr removes the U.S. attorney on Epstein's case. Hey Bill, what are you hiding?
Was Bill Barr the guy greenlighting a cover-up, shielding a blackmail op that got too hot? Let's face facts, the autopsy didn't match. The bone fractures pointed to homicide by strangulation, something no forensic pathologist sees in suicide cases. The cameras failed. His cellmate was pulled. The noose had no tears. The 9/11 calls were never released. They staged resuscitation hours after he was already dead. And the guards, caught red-handed, fudging logs, blowing off rounds, snoring through their shifts. They got slapped with charges, sure, but jail time, not a day.
The two Bureau of Prisons workers tasked with guarding Jeffrey Epstein the night that he killed himself in a New York jail have admitted that they falsified records but they will skirt any time behind bars under a deal with prosecutors, federal prosecutors. That's according to authorities. This just coming out.
A sweet little payoff for playing their parts, or a quiet nudge from someone upstairs. You tell me. This stinks either way. Barr didn't stop there. He appointed Michael Horowitz, another Zionist Jew, as Inspector General to oversee the Epstein case. Horowitz's report, a classic cover-up. It backed the official narrative, the suicide story, cameras malfunctioning, and all. Convenient, right? Mark Epstein, his own brother, said Jeff had no reason to kill himself. He had a bail hearing coming up, and he was optimistic. His lawyer, Dershowitz, agreed.
And then, of course, there's the issue, did he kill himself or didn't he? I've always had my doubts about that. He's about to go into court with his very good lawyers. He had different lawyers at this time, who might very well have gotten him out on bail. The shocking thing is that Epstein never came back. He was living in Paris. He had a beautiful home in Paris. I was never to it, but I've seen pictures of it. And he could have stayed in Paris. He could have become a fugitive there because they don't have extradition laws that apply to sexual misconduct.
And he had leverage, incriminating info on presidents, CEOs, royalty, and more. So what really happened? Here's what. An elite-run intelligence operation was exposed. And they did what they always do. They cleaned it up. And now Israeli investigators have a bombshell. Epstein is still alive and pulling levers in US politics from Tel Aviv. Because Epstein wasn't the end of something. He was the tip of a system that uses blackmail and compromise to control governments, corporations, and media. We have the details coming up. But first, ask yourself. If they're surveilling and controlling those at the top to protect their power, what do you think they're doing to you? The same intelligence agencies behind Epstein are building a digital surveillance grid around every single one of us. They're watching our messages, tracking our movements, profiling our thoughts. And if you think you're exempt, you're already compromised. So don't wait. Opt out of their system. Go to vp.net/TPV and take your privacy back. Secure your communications, lock down your data, and stop feeding the machine. Because if you're not protecting yourself, nobody else will. And that, folks, is where the real story begins. Because now, Israeli investigators are reporting that they're digging into the case. And they say Epstein is alive. They say the reason his corpse was released to an unnamed source was because it wasn't really a corpse. It was a body. It was alive. And it was expatriated to Israel. They say the reason he had multiple passports was because he wasn't just a billionaire paedophile, he was working for various intelligence agencies, doing the bidding of the globalist elite. Are the investigators closing in on the real Epstein? Or is this just another layer of deception in the elite's great game?
Listen up, I'm done staying quiet. Name's Yossi. Not my real one, doesn't matter. I'm an investigator, part of a rogue crew inside Israel's security world. We're not saints. We're just fed up, sick to death of the global elite, those Davos creeps, those billionaire puppet masters treating us like pawns. We're ripping their new world order apart, one dirty secret at a time. And now, I've got the filthiest one yet. The secret that could blow their whole twisted game wide open and send it all crashing down in flames. Jeffrey Epstein. He's alive. Yeah, you heard me. Alive. And I've got proof that'll make your skin crawl. He didn't die in that cell back in 2019. That was a lie. A cheap magic trick for the gullible. We've got tips flooding in. Regular folks, doctors, even ex-Mossad guys who couldn't stomach it anymore. A guard from that Manhattan jail swears the body they rolled out wasn't him. Too short, wrong jaw. Flight logs? They show a private jet leaving from Teterboro to Tel Aviv hours after his so-called suicide, linked to a Mossad shell company. And his face? It's not his anymore. He's had the works. Rhinoplasty to flatten that hawkish nose. Cheek implants jacking up his bones. Lip augmentation, pumping them full of filler till they're swollen and wrong. He's a walking disguise, shielded by Mossad. And it's working. Forget Zora Ranch. That's ancient history. His Newton's here in Israel, deep in the Negev desert, a bunker they call Eden's Vale. It's a freak show. AI, DNA tampering, pure madness. Epstein's chasing his twisted dream, seeding humanity with his filth. He's got artificial intelligence rewriting human genes, his genes cooking up perfect kids. Obedient, flawless, controlled. The lab's a fortress, drones buzzing, locks scanning retinas, Mossad goons on patrol. And the guinea pigs? Kids, young girls, young boys. Hundreds vanish every month, snatched from trafficking rings across Europe, Africa, the Middle East. They go in, they don't come out. But wait, it gets darker. Adrenochrome. You've heard the whispers. Elite drug ripped from terrified kids. It's no myth. Epstein's drowning in it. We nabbed a shipment list. Cryogenic vials. IV-17. Haifa to Nevada. Private airstrip. A chemist who defected spilled it all. They drain it from the kids during those DNA tests, refine it into some super strain. Epstein's part of a supply chain smuggling it to the US. Jets, diplomatic bags, black market deals. Politicians, CEOs, Hollywood slime, they're hooked. It's their sick high, their youth serum. Mossad, they don't care. Probably pocketing cash for their black ops. We're close, damn close. A nurse slipped us a USB last week. Lab blueprints, cell photos, Epstein ranting about rewriting humanity on video. She's dead now. Hit and run, they say. We've tracked shipments, hacked their chatter, shadowed a Mossad convoy near Beersheba. We're grabbing him? Dream on. Mossad's got him locked tight. Kill teams, spy nets, lies on tap. Why am I telling you all? Because you've got to know. The world's been spoon-fed trash while Epstein plays God and battles nightmares. Those kids, girls with braids, boys with wide eyes, they're not numbers. They're fuel, bled for adrenochrome, twisted for DNA experiments, raped and abused. The elite, they're not just in on it, they're buying it. We can't raid that lab, not yet. Mossad's a wall, but we can shout, share this. Dig in. Epstein's alive. And the New World Order's rotting heart is wide open. Help us rip it apart.
But wait, it's not just Epstein. Hackers recently leaked government emails tying Obama, the CIA and Pakistan to Osama bin Laden's staged death in 2011. In a digital heist straight out of a spy thriller, a rogue hacker crew infiltrated Pakistan's government servers, unleashing a bombshell. Leaked emails that expose a jaw-dropping conspiracy between the Obama administration, the CIA, and Pakistani brass to stage Osama bin Laden's death as a grand geopolitical charade. Same playbook, body double, fake death, fake funeral, and elite protection. The parallels are uncanny. The more the powerful scramble to hide their tracks, the bigger the cracks in their facade. Epstein, bin Laden, elite assets in a global game of control, whisked away when the heat's on. So, where does this leave us? It leaves us staring straight into the rotted heart of the elite's agenda. An agenda built on surveillance, blackmail, and absolute control. But here's the truth. Their grip only holds if we keep playing by their rules. That's why reclaiming your privacy and security isn't just smart, it's revolutionary. Tools like VP.net aren't just optional anymore, they're essential. Every encrypted connection is a crack in their system. Every time you go dark, you take a piece of your freedom back. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, spread this video far and wide, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our awesome community and support the channel. I hope to see you there.